Bike, the Peterborough Community Bike Shop, is a community-focused bicycle repair workshop and registered charity in downtown Peterborough, and they are now accepting donations of kids' bicycles for their annual kids' bike build that is happening in April. So CFFF met with program manager Jean Gregg.
Sure. So we're coming up to our fifth annual Kids Bike Build, which is a program to collect used bikes from the community, refurbish them, and then provide them back to organizations working with youth or children and families, basically, for them to distribute to their clients. So what we're looking for is donations from the community of used kids' bikes. And a kids' bike is basically any bike up to 24 inches in wheel size, and you can usually, if you don't know, you can usually look at the side of the tire, and there's a number on the side of the tire that will give you an idea. I mean, little kids' bikes are pretty obvious. You kind of get into that 24-inch, and it's a little less obvious. So that's what we're looking for.
Part of Bike's business is selling refurbished, used bicycles. But this program will have the bikes distributed directly to children and families who need them through a number of partner community organizations.
Each year so far, we've been able to refurbish and give away 60 to 80 kids' bikes to organizations around town. And so some of the organizations we work with are the New Canadian Centre, Children's Aid Foundation, the Yes Shelter for Youth and Families, Ngozhuinong Friendship Centre, Youth Unlimited. We've been able to give them a good number of bikes and for them to be able to provide free of charge to their clients.
And if you have a bike at home that you think might be too old or worn down to be of use, Gregg is confident that they can find a use for any and all bikes donated, no matter condition.
Well, in a funny way, there's not really any limit on how many bikes we can accept as donations, because if we don't get them done for this particular event, we can still refurbish them and, you know, put them up for sale. That helps us support the shop. Sales of used bikes are a really important way that we support the charitable organization that we are. I don't want to put any limitations on numbers. There will be a certain number that we can actually get done in time for the build itself, but bring them in. In terms of condition, really, we'll take anything. I mean, obviously, if a bike is in better condition, it's going to take less work to get in you know, ready shape to give to somebody else. But used bikes that are, you know, missing, you know, maybe not great, if they have parts that we can salvage from them, that's great, because sometimes on another bike we might need to replace the saddle, or we might need to replace the pedals, or there's another part. So we can also use more damaged bicycles to salvage parts that we can put on the bikes that are good enough to refurbish.
And the number of donations is off to a fast start because of a donation from another bike-based charity.
Yeah, we were really excited to get a call earlier this week from Bikes Without Borders, an organization in Toronto that had received a large donation of bikes themselves and couldn't really accommodate them all. So we just did a road trip down to Toronto yesterday and brought back a bunch of bikes, adult bikes and kids bikes, but mostly kids bikes. So that's going to really help augment our numbers to be able to give it away this year at the Kids Bike Build.
This year's Kids Bike Build is going to take place on Sunday, April 13th, when all of Bike's volunteers we'll spend the entire day repairing the bicycles that will go to children in the community.
Oh man, kids on bikes. It's like, yeah, I don't know. For kids, I think to have the access to a bicycle, it's freedom, it's independence, it's physical activity, which is super important in this day and age, right? We have this supposed, you know, epidemic of inactive people who are not as healthy as they could be. So a bicycle is just a great way to get outside and get active. And then, you know, today's young bike riders are tomorrow's adult bike riders who are out there commuting to work and, you know, running their errands by bike or bike, you know, using bikes for recreation. And I think more people on bikes in this world is only a good thing.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF. FM 92.7, Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozhuinong.